Hey, let's talk about economics, or rather, Herconomics. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a restful and healthy holiday season and are feeling refreshed for the new year. My name is Kat Hercules, and I am your host of Herconomics. I'm excited to see what 2022 brings for Herconomics. I can't wait to explore new concepts and learn new things with you guys, and I hope you're looking forward to it too. This episode is another edition of Wall Street Wednesday, which is a series where I discuss a current event article from the Wall Street Journal and explain it so anyone, even someone that hasn't taken a business class before, can understand what information is being conveyed. I got a lot of positive feedback from the supply chain one, from Thanksgiving, and it was actually one of my most listened to episodes so far. I love to give you guys content that you enjoy, so let's hop into another episode of Wall Street Wednesday. This article is written by Taiping Chen, titled As Employers Scramble to Fill Jobs, Workers Relish a Feeling of Power, and was uploaded on January 18th, 2022. The article begins with Chen revealing that 4.5 million U.S. workers resigned from their jobs just in November 2021. Interestingly, while this is the highest quit rate record, the U.S. employers have also added a record number of jobs. Layoffs are low, and the demand for labor is really high. As the U.S. ended the year, the labor market was super strong. Now, let me explain the factors that contributed to this labor market. These low layoffs and this great resignation has been a result of, no surprise here, the pandemic. Businesses are aiming to stay open and get as much business as possible, so they are doing everything they can to obtain and retain workers. Especially in low-wage jobs, people are quitting in search for higher pay and better opportunities that they know they can get in other sectors, since job openings are close to highest ever levels. Industries that are being most affected by this great resignation include healthcare, retail, and hospitality. Another challenge with rising wages and competition between companies to get and keep employees is that bigger companies are able to attract workers without passing costs on to customers, and this is really challenging for small businesses. But unfortunately, for all companies, regardless of size, in November of 2021, there were about 2 workers for every 3 job openings. This means that there are more jobs than there are people to work the jobs. Let's take a look at the labor supply curve to try to put some of these pieces together and understand how we get such an unprecedented ratio. Like all basic economic curves, there is an equilibrium between supply and demand. In the labor market, workers supply labor and firms demand labor. The labor demand curve, so this is the curve looking at people employing other people, firms, employers, things like that. This can help explain the relationship between the demand for labor, wages, and the quantity of labor, which is also known as employment. The labor demand curve is downward sloping because as wages decrease, firms will want to employ more people. Inversely, if wages increase, firms will want to employ fewer people. The unique thing with this tight market the U.S. is currently facing is that wages are increasing because firms want more employment. While traditionally higher wages would mean fewer employees, in this situation, the goal is to raise that equilibrium and get more employees by giving out larger paychecks. We can also look at the labor supply curve to gain understanding of employees in this situation. The labor supply curve is upward sloping because as wages increase, people will want to work more. And if wages decrease, people will want to work less. We are really seeing the labor force take this to heart right now. People are not settling for jobs that are underpaid, underappreciated, and limited in terms of opportunity. Raises and signing bonuses are very prevalent in the labor market right now. So let's bring this information back to the article. American workers are refusing to settle and have the leg up on employers. That ratio I mentioned earlier, 2 employees to every 3 jobs, gives workers leverage to seek new opportunities that are more than just a job to cover expenses. But employees don't just want more money. They want remote jobs. They want to work for companies that participate in social activism, and they want high-quality company culture. Chen rounds out the article to shine a light on the 4.5 million new businesses that entrepreneurs founded in 2021, the highest since 2004. The COVID-19 pandemic has empowered people to not only find jobs that are already out there, but to create their own and follow their passions, all while becoming their own bosses. The Great Resignation has shown how much all economies need workers and has given people the push they needed to demand more from their employers. I mean, power to the labor supply. All right, that is it for this short episode on what's going on with the labor market today. Thank you so much for listening. You can connect with me on Instagram at Herconomics Podcast and on Twitter at Herconomics Pod. I would love to answer any questions you may have. So please DM me, email me, or comment on any social media posts with questions you have. They can be about today's topic or anything I mentioned at all in this episode, in a past episode, or just another business concept that you would like to know more about. I would also love any feedback that you have on this format. And if you see any current events that you would love to know more about, feel free to share with me and I can do an episode. Thanks for listening to me talk about economics the Herconomics way.